that legislation, what I call a sort of anti one punch machine voting. You can still vote straight. I don't want to ever let some. If someone wants to vote straight ticket, they ought to be able to. That's freedom for me. But I think it's not a good thing. And I get it. Look, right, I'm now would be arguing against, because for me, running statewide, yeah, you like that. But we also know from Harris County and in my home county, Dallas County, Bexar County, that the one punch voting is what allows the Democratic Party to win so many local races. And at some point, that might change. And so for me, what my view was, again, being thoughtful on this, is that it's the right thing in a democracy. If one of you says, "Hey, I'm going to run for office, but will you support me? Will you at least consider my credentials as a citizen?" I'm going to say, "Hey, I'll run for a year and campaign to be a judge." And all I ask of my fellow citizens, will you at least consider me, you know, after I've given up a year and my evenings at home to run for this office? As opposed to you walk into a booth and you hit this one button and the machine shoots down the ballot and never even considers your candidacy. It somewhat breaks the social contract. So my view is that we should all, if you want to vote straight Democrat or state Republican, go knock yourself out. But you do it. As a human, as a citizen, at least consider the race. And you walk down that ballot and you make all those decisions as opposed to some machine making it for you. And you know what? I think there's like 17 states now that don't allow the one-punch machine vote. And I think it would be healthy for democracy for citizens to consider other citizens who are running for office and their credentials as opposed to a machine runs by them.